The weekend hoop bomb edition of the Bottom Line Bombs on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today using promo code SGPN. And then go sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter our bonus contest. 5 winners will receive shirts, hats, and a $50 SGPN gift card. Also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And now we do something that starts the show. It's a theme song. First I scroll for it, then I find it, then I click it, then you enjoy it! Yes, welcome to the Bottom Line Bombs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan, the Bet Detective, the man in a box. It is Leap Day, February 29th, 2024. Every 4 years, Leap Day happens. Never knew. You never know. It's like daylight savings. They say, oh, yeah, one extra day. I've been reading a lot of why it happened. It's for like centuries from now or something. So the summer doesn't happen in December, which I guess it would happen in the year 4000 something. So you're welcome. You're welcome, future AI cyborgs, that you can enjoy your summer. Thanks to us, adding another day to February. Black History Month, wrapping up. Anyway, today on the show, we will give out some bombs for college basketball and a couple NBA for tonight. And I'll give out some for tonight, but mostly for the weekend, for Saturday, because I know how these shows are digested lately. We went 2-2 on the last show. Not great. We lost TCU and Mississippi State, but we won Iowa. Luckily, because we gave that out at 7. Condolences if you had 9.5 and Penn State hit a fucking buzzer beater 3 to lose by 9. Good job. And Atlanta Hawks, we had that. So we went 2-2, which is 10-3 if you combine it from the week before. We're still 10-3, the last 13 bombs given out. That is good, people. A lot of good news coming to the man in the box, CJ Sullivan and C. Generates. Welcome for joining live. I got great news today. My inbox from Verizon Wireless, they emailed me to tell me, congratulations, my billing statement is ready to view. How about that? Ready to view. You can view it and pay it anytime, baby. Thanks, Verizon. Thanks for the heads up. Thank you. It's not due now. We just want to know. It's ready. It's sitting there, and it's ready, and you can view and pay anytime you want. Awesome. Thank God. Someone said on Twitter, man, I hate when people do that because you don't give credit to the person who tweets it, but that's exactly what I'm doing. Someone tweeted out, banks do that. Banks would be like, banks will email you like, hey, then you open it up and then the email will be like, hey, we're a bank. We just want you to know that. We're your bank. Thanks, bank. And thank you, Verizon. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to view my bill. Anyway, so yeah, we'll give out college hoops and NBA bombs for the weekend. Also talk some NFL. There's some hilarious NFL stories coming out. It's just the way we do it. And then we'll do a man in a box at the end with Richard Lewis, and we got to talk a little bit about that Wendy's thing, too. Richard Lewis. Same one. Captain Insano, welcome to the chat, says, similar news, got billed for the MLB package today. Cue the NBA music. I know, well, at least that's something that's coming up, though. You know? it's a purchase for the upcoming season, baseball season. And we will have a baseball future episode. I guess we'll do it right before the bracket start, because then that'll get hectic during the tournament. But we will do some good baseball futures. Who doesn't like baseball futures? Well, if baseball's not dull, not long and dull enough, how about stretching your bet out over 9 months? That's what makes baseball fun. So exciting news. We have a lot of hoop bombs coming up. I got bills I'm allowed to view and pay by Verizon. As you can see, I am home again. I believe this should be the final doctor's orders episode from the remote box, the home box office, if you will. The last of the antibiotics finishing up. So hopefully it'll be queued up and I'll be back into the studio next week. I'm definitely at the point where I'm going in regardless, and I'm sick of it. The doctors right now, after I came out of the hospital, I've been doing do-it-yourself IV. I'm a do-it-yourself IV nurse. I still have a port in my arm, and it's getting, you know, and I just, it's easy to screw in the IV, whatever. You got to do it like 3 times a day, but whatever. So that's supposed to be done with tomorrow, I believe. And I'm getting sick of it. One, I got to protect. When I shower, I have to protect my arm a bit, you know, protect it from getting wet. Cause there's a port there, blah, blah, blah. And the nurse is like, yeah, just give it put Saran wrap. It's probably the best way to go. Just do Saran wrap. I tried. I bought Saran wrap to wrap around my arm. I've never in my life, career, successfully gone through a roll of Saran wrap properly. It's impossible. We have to be able to do better in Saran wrap. I've thrown it. Clings to it. It clings to it. It clings to everything. So it clings to itself. It's a roll. You don't snap it off properly. Forget it. If it's cut in half, you are never, ever going to get a clean sheet of Saran wrap. Once it gets slit in half, forget about it. It's fucking done with. I was getting so angry. I'm getting angry right now. This is like early box anger. I should save this for the box, but I was trying to wrap it up. I couldn't do it. It fucking ripped off, and I got so mad. I chucked it against my closet door, and it created a hole. And long story short, I'm not getting my deposit when I move out of my fucking box here in a couple of months. Not getting a deposit. It went right through the closet door, which also probably proves why I should move. But we have to do better in Saran wrap. I know there's single sheets. No, that never caught on. Who thought it was a good idea to have self-adhesive plastic paper stuck to itself? Who thought this would work? Steven Saran? I see the man says, calm down, CJ. Don't do it. Listen, Sedman. I, like any proper gentleman or man, I don't let things get to me. I keep it pent down, way down, deep inside. I'll miss a bet, a miscue. I'll do a 35-1 money line parlay like I did the other night with BYU beating Kansas, which came in, Notre Dame, which beat Wake Forest, which came in, and the Mavericks to beat Cleveland, which was about to come in until the second longest NBA buzzer beater of all time hit with Max Strus. That's all it took for me to lose by 35-1. But did I get angry? No, I kept it calm. I kept it calm, kept it inside. Why? Because I know it would build up a better anger, and I'll blow up for no and a disproportionate later on, like when it comes to trying to wrap Saran wrap around my arm and it gets ripped in half and it's impossible and just clings to it. Yeah, I know. Captain Sano says it's like wrapping a present. You need to tape one side or it's impossible. You're correct, but I'm putting it on my arm, so I can't tape it. I mean, I guess I could. Anyway. It's no longer Saran wrap, and I just put a shirt or a towel or something over. That doesn't work either. It just gets soaked. Translation, I'm coming. I mean, it's all falling. This is coming to an end. I'm either way. if I'm healthy or not, this is coming to an end. I can't do this anymore. I'm talking about my port of my arm to the antibiotics, not you guys. I can do this. I can do all this, baby. And here we are. All right. All right, let me take a quick ad read. When I come back, I'm going to give out some bombs for tonight and for this weekend for college hoops and NBA. We got plenty to talk about, and the NFL and some man in the box where I'll get a little less angry. That was the only I can't guarantee, but I predict that's the angriest I'm going to get all show. Was what I was just talking about with Saran Wrap. But it's nothing compared to what I'm in my reality, how angry I was with a Saran Wrap. All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Underdog Fantasy. Let me put up something here so you guys can look at something instead of me. I'm sick of looking at me. With the old, even if it's with an old NBA code, which doesn't exist. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can pick your favorite players, higher or lower. Stat total on this weekend's game for a big chance to win big. Win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a pick 'em entry. Wow. Like tonight, you could take Dejounte Murray over 8.5 assists. Higher. Sorry, lawyers. I meant higher. I certainly wouldn't say over, which is associated with gambling, which is this is not what this is at all. This is just good old friendly games that involve money that you can get paid in. That's not gambling or lose. Anyway, sign up today with promo code SGPN. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick 'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com and find them in the App Store. Don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick 'em special. Must be 18 plus and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? You call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. They'll set you straight up. Call that number and ask them, like, what do you think? Will Seth Curry have over 5 threes tonight at the Garden? I'm a little concerned with my play. And you say, yes, he will. He always lights it up at the Garden. Anyway, SGPN is teaming up with Underdog to give you even more of a bonus. Sign up between now and the end of the month, and 5 winners will receive an Underdog hat, Underdog shirt, and a $50 SGPN gift card. Sign up today using promo code SGPN, then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter for your chance to win. And now we are back here on the Bottom Line Bombs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan. That was a lot. That was a lot for just one read. I mentioned DeMonte Murray, though. DeMonte Jury. DeMonte Murray for Atlanta Hawks. Now that that was one of our big wins. They crushed Utah at home the other night as a 1-point favorite. We took it at 2.5. We got a bad number, but it didn't matter because it was a pillar to post beatdown. I'm liking this Atlanta Hawk team without Trae Young. I do think it's addition by subtraction, at least for the shortcoming. I'm not saying, you know, they have to decide which way they want to go, but they're a completely different team where they don't have to deal with Trae Young. First of all, they play defense, which they didn't do. And everything runs through Murray. Murray and Young just didn't mesh. And now they're going to Brooklyn tonight, and they are a 2-point dog plus 110 on the money line. I want to give out 3 plays for tonight, and then I'll give you the weekend plays. For my live listeners, for people listening live here on the street, your Sediments, your Insados, everybody. Atlanta Hawks, we're going to go to the 1 NBA play. This Trae Young injury is kind of hilarious. He's in the hospital. He's tweeting out photos how he's going to fight, you know, going to come back, work harder. He's got the gown on. He's got all these, like, people. He's got a priest around him. Draymond Green went and visited him like he's a make-a-wish kid. He tore ligaments in his pinky. All right? Calm down. Yeah, I know it's a shooting hand. I get it. It's an injury, but, I mean, my God, you're not coming back from fucking leukemia. Jesus. I mean, I was just in the hospital. I was doing the struggle, crying out loud. That being said, I like Atlanta again tonight. Why not? Until they adjust these lines, they're really over adjusting. Trae Young being out, they're playing better without him. And Brooklyn is terrible. Brooklyn has been awful. Of course, I went against the only game they won in the last 10 was when we went against them versus Memphis. But you know, Memphis is capable of doing that since they all have G League players. So this is in Brooklyn. The line's moving towards Brooklyn. I don't care. I think Atlanta Hawks win this. I want to keep riding. I want to keep riding this until they adjust it. And against a bad team, it's not as smash as it was versus at home versus Utah, but getting two, I'll take the money line +110 Atlanta Hawks. All right, keep your ears closed, C. Jenners, because this is a Bombenheimer. Bomb it. Yes, here we go. Atlanta Hawks. Two college plays tonight, both in the state of Washington. Washington Huskies play UCLA tonight. I took them at -3. It's already at 3.5. Those college hoop lines, man, they fucking move quickly overnight. Bunch of big things there. Sparty Party says, I know. He jumped there. I apologize. In the studio, my bomb sound effect is a lot more palpable. The remote bomb is my Bombenheimer. It'll jump you. It'll get you. But you gotta be on your toes when you're in the box here. Anyway, this is a revenge game. I love this spot for Washington. -3, 3.5. It's at now. I don't care 3.5. I think they win this by 8 or even double digits versus UCLA. UCLA playing a lot better with Ben Cronin. They've got things together. They had a horrible start. But up in Washington in the Pacific Northwest, this is a classic East Washington versus West Washington. Great revenge spot at home. Towards the end of the right before the bracket start for conference tournaments, you want to play these home teams who are especially in the revenge spot. Let me go through these real quick. So Washington -3, -3.5. We're going to do this. And Sparty Party, other C-Generates, plug your ears because we're doing another Bombenheimer. Washington -3. Good God. That is, I'll tell you what that bomb is. That's a bomb that's not going to be confused for anything. You know, every public shooting, they're always like, I thought it was fireworks. Like the Kansas City Chiefs shooting. And they're always like, I thought it was fireworks. I didn't know until I saw I was bleeding in my face. I was like, wait a minute. I got shot. A lot of people don't know they got shot. Yeah, I was just eating cotton candy at this carnival. Then my knee started bleeding and I was just a pool of blood. And my daughter was like, Daddy, you're bleeding. I said, look at that. I am. I need attention of some sorts. Anyway, yeah, it was still a good light show we saw, though. I'd recommend it, except for the mass shooting that occurred. But, you know, that's going to happen here in America. Anyway, so we have Washington -3. We have Atlanta Hawks money line. And the third one for tonight. Quick 3-0 Thursday night, Bob. This is going to be great. Washington State. The Coug. Shout out to DJ Ronnie Pasco, who alumni Washington State. Having the season of their lives. They won at Arizona, and then, of course, they lost at Arizona State. I mean, yeah, at Arizona State afterwards. Perfect letdown spot. But now to come home, they're laying a big number, 7.5 to USC. But USC is terrible. They really are. They're not good. In Washington State, this is a get-right game for Washington State. To come back in, settle in, lock in, get ready for that tournament. They will run it up, even despite Bronny. Bronny coming off the bench with his 2.8 points per game. That was a fun story, how LeBron went off about how we got to just let Bronny be, kids. Let Bronny be Bronny! Let him be a kid. We'll let him be a kid. Meanwhile, he's the sole reason why there's all this pressure on him. He's been saying he wants to play with him in the NBA since he was like fucking 12 years old. Bronny, obviously, should go to college. Should go to, you know, stay in USC for another year and play well. I mean, he did. I'll give him a benefit of the doubt. He did have a heart attack in the offseason, so he didn't have a full season of training. He literally had a heart attack, you know. So he is overcoming that. So I'll give him a pass. But at the same time, he could also come out to the draft anyway, despite how not having any numbers, because if I was another team in the NBA, I would draft LeBron's kid just so I could hold it over the Lakers' head and trade him to him. Because the Lakers will do anything to keep LeBron happy for some reason. I mean, obviously last night he proved he was still a beast. But hold it over like he's Caleb Williams or something. Like, yeah, we'll trade your fucking bronze kid for Anthony Davis. What do you think of that? Great. We hate Anthony Davis now. LeBron hates him. Just kidding. But like you could blackmail the Lakers with, it's basically a hostage situation. Pick Bronny James, number one overall, and then just hold the Lakers over the fire for him. Like, it's a ransom, you know? Stateman 3 says he picked UCLA. Well, we'll go head-to-head on that one. I'm not guaranteeing any winners, but, yeah, that's a loser. UCLA is a loser. Just kidding. Anyway, that being said, we're going to take Washington State. -7.5. And no heads up here. Here's a quick pop. So that's tonight. That's Thursday night. Atlanta Hawks, money line, +120. Washington, -3. Washington State, -7.5. The double, the Apple double. The Apple double? Sometimes I'll stop saying sentences halfway through and kind of be like, that's kind of my approach and delivery. On stage, off stage, on the mic, or off the mic. Like, you get what I'm getting at, you know? Like, it's like a choose your own adventure. Do I really have to finish this thought? You get what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's get through the weekend. I got one NBA and four college bombs for you for the rest of the weekend, and then we will get into the NFL. But, like I said, we're hot. We're 10-3 the last 2 weeks. 2-2 last show. So what's 10-1? 3 tonight. NBA lines for tomorrow's not out yet, obviously. But one to keep an eye on and one we're going to take. I'm going to take the Boston Celtics at home versus Dallas. I can't imagine the line is in double digits. If I would have set that line, I'd probably put it at 6. We're going to take Boston. You got a Kyrie Irving returning to Boston, where he's one of the places where he's just hated. Everywhere else Kyrie played at, he's still liked. Cleveland, I mean, he hit the goddamn game winner to win a championship. Brooklyn, he's a wacko, so a lot of Brooklyn fans still like him there, even though it fell apart there. And Dallas. But Boston was the one thing where he just went scorched earth. He was just awful. It almost set that franchise back 5 years. They had to clean hands of that real quick. So they hate him there. But it's Boston also because they're racist. But they do like yelling shit. So Kyrie might play, but Luka Doncic, on the other hand, Luka, who had a triple-double last night on his birthday, and we hit that. We hit that at +250. It was back-to-back nights. That was the second of the back-to-back nights. So this would be the third game in 4 nights for Dallas anyway. And Luka had his birthday up in Toronto, hit the triple-double. And if you know anything about the Doncic's and their people, they celebrate. He's only 25. It seems like Luka's been in the league for 15 years already. He's 25 years old. So I bet he tore it up in Toronto in the birthday. And I bet it's going to keep on going. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play this game at all. Boston nightlife, not as fun as Toronto nightlife. Side note. But yeah, he's gonna get fucked up. He is fucked up. So loves his car. So this is a end of a road trip. 3rd and 4 games. I like the Celtics a lot. We'll bomb that. I'll save the bomb noise towards the end when I rally it all up for party and all the C-Generates. Helms is with it. He only saw Dallas winning one game this road trip. the home and stay and sweep. Big letdown spot for Dallas. It is a big letdown spot, and it's road weary. Speed teams, I mean, they can get ran out the building. Indiana ran them out. Toronto just didn't have enough in the gas, even though they were rested. I mean, I love how Dallas is playing, but Luka Doncic, those kind of parties, they're different. They party different. You know what I mean? They sip weird, like after dinner drink shots and mints, and you know, they drink and pee in the afternoons, you know, and they have big steak dinners at 3 p.m. And yeah. And I'm sure they hit the Toronto nightlife, if you will. Toronto strip clubs aren't like Montreal, but it is still a fun place if you have money. Although I don't like Toronto people. They think they're better than they are. Anyway, that's just man in a box again. So Boston Celtics tomorrow, whatever the line is, anything under 8. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go double digits on them, but Boston will win by double digits. So we'll take the Celtics tomorrow night, Friday night. Now let's get the Saturday Hoops games. Alabama, Tennessee will be the big game in Alabama. I bet this line will be around 2.5. Alabama's favorite. We're going to take Alabama. They're up to their own They're up to their own shooting ways, if you will. They're not quite high to murder tied team like they were last year, but they're still loathsome. That Florida game when you guys just stomped on him, he just fucking dropped an elbow right in his fucking head, like Muay Thai style. Did my elbow happen to hit your temple there? Sorry, I was just trying to kick you, and then that elbow thing happened. And Nate Oates, that coach, he's just the worst. That being said, this Alabama team, they're putting up points. They need to get right game. Tennessee, this is a nice letdown game. Tennessee just had a huge game versus Auburn last night. Great game at home. On the road, not as much. Tennessee's got a tough schedule coming up, and it starts Saturday at Alabama. So if we can get Alabama laying just a bucket at home, the way they're scoring, I mean, I love it. So we'll take Alabama minus 2.5. All right, this is going to be a bomb. I'm sorry. Plus the Celtics. This will be a double bomb in Heimer, Boston Celtics, and then Alabama. This is going to be the theme. Right before we get the conference championship games, tournament games, these home teams, especially in revenge spots, short spots, and then, you know, I know Tennessee's playing for a one seed, but they're going to have to drop some of these games. The next one is just like this, Creighton and Marquette. Marquette also trying to fight for that one seed, but they don't need it. Creighton's going to need it. Creighton at home, I think this will also be minus 2 or something. Marquette on the road. They just blew up. Marquette just destroyed. Who did they destroy? Providence or Xavier? Providence, right? Is it a rematch game? Marquette at home. Marquette's good. I'm not saying they're not good. But on the road, they can be gotten. And Creighton at home is a much different team than they are on the road. That St. John's loss not looking as bad now. I mean, it was an upset win, but God, I was on Butler last night. St. John's just beat the shit out of them. But we're going to take Creighton minus 2 at home versus Marquette. So that's Alabama minus 2.5, Creighton minus 2. These are look-ahead lines. None of these are locked in because this is Saturday. But that's what our guy Bartorvik thinks they should be, at least. So we're going to base it off that. So we're going to go with Creighton minus 2. Creighton's another one of those schools. You don't know exactly where it is or what it is. That's not in Carolina. Usually those schools, like Wake Forest, Clemson, where are they? They're all in Carolina. Drake, you know, I think Drake's in Indiana. Oh, maybe Drake. Who knows? See, I love these schools. You have no idea what they are. Creighton is one of those. It's in Omaha. I know that. You don't have to tell me, but. Home of Warren Buffett in the College World Series. Where he goes to McDonald's every day and gets a cheeseburger for 35 cents. Because that's how he remembers paying it. And a Coca-Cola, please. And his assistant gives him $100 right behind him and says, just do whatever the old man says. Okay? He's a weird billionaire. Drake is in Iowa. I know. Des Moines, Iowa. I was just out there just doing stand up, actually. Yeah, but Butler is Indiana, right? These schools need labels on them. They need name labels. Anyway, real quick, and then we got to get to the ad reads here. Here's one I do not feel good about, but this just seems like it's going to happen. This is Wisconsin, Illinois. And I bet Illinois is favored in this game because Wisconsin, they went from like four in the country to absolute dog shit in 2 weeks. They look terrible. But these early Saturday morning games in Wisconsin, they get packed out with their Spotted Cow drunken fans. And then these are games they win. They go to the fucking line 45 times. It's just, you can't believe the sheer excited whiteness of an early morning Wisconsin game up in oh man, it's beautiful, beautiful campus up there, Wisconsin. I'm not saying anything like that. Beautiful. Madison's great, great town. They get after it though. They will be drinking hard and early. Spotted Cows are pretty good. Sparty Party says. Here's my thing with Spotted Cow though. It's a fine beer. It's nothing incredible. I liked it. I like it. I would get one every time I go there. But they did the genius thing of not selling it out of Wisconsin, so people from Wisconsin go crazy over it. And they're like, oh, you got to have a Spotted Cow. And then they smuggle it like it's heroin cutting out. Then you drink it like, okay, yeah, it's a fucking beer. You guys have 1,000 beers. They're all fine. They're all good. Yo, you don't understand a Spotted Cow. The way people, locals talk about their local beer, the ones that you can't sell out, Cleveland has the same too with the Great Lakes. And they had this Christmas brew that they swore used to have like LSD in it or something. Like, oh, you trip off it. You can't understand it. I had to take the train out here because that's the only way you can get it out here because the FAA or TSA, FAA, TSA will not allow it go through for fucking airport. Oh, man. But no, you're right. It's like Yuengling's. Exactly. It's the allure of it. They created the mystery, which is great marketing. Keep the mystery of it. But I'm not talking smack about the beer. The beer's fine. It's very good. Anyway, Wisconsin, I think it should be a pick. I bet Illinois is a minus couple point favorite just because how bad Wisconsin has looked. This is a perfect get right game. Illinois had a couple road games in a row. Illinois doesn't need this. They really don't. I mean, they got this thing wrapped up, so. Wisconsin need it. They're going to be a desperate team. Hold your nose on this one. Wisconsin minus 1.5. Bomb it. Mm-mm-mm. Chris Wright lives in Drake, Illinois. Des Moines, Illinois. Yeah, I do. I do stand up there all the time. Not all the time. I will be doing stand up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Though, if anyone does live in the Wisconsin area, April 19th and 20th at the Laughing Tap. So you have time to get tickets. Laughing Tap, April 19th, April 20th. It's going to be great. I love that club. I love Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a good town. It's got everything you need. There's the Milverine. I've heard about that guy. He looks like the Wolverine, but they call him the Milverine because he just walks around Milwaukee. Like he looks like a dollar store version of Hugh Jackman. But he just paces around and you spot him. Like, there's the Milverine. There he loves Milwaukee. He's like, there's no reason to leave. He's got everything you need. If it's good weather. Now, Damian Lillard disagrees with me. He says he just sits in his room and watches boxing videos on YouTube because there's nothing to do in Milwaukee. That's a good sign. That's how you endear yourself to the fans of your new town. What, you think Portland was more exciting than Milwaukee? Listen, I'm not saying Milwaukee's fucking New York City, but you can find something to do there that's just as fun as pretentious old goddamn Portland. But also, what's wrong with watching YouTube videos of boxing, Dave? Must be tough. You can't find anything to do with your fucking $100 million in Milwaukee? Anyway, Last game, I gave out Alabama minus two, Creighton minus two, Wisconsin minus 1.5. And then finally, we're going to do Baylor also minus two at home versus Kansas. I know Kansas is coming off a loss at home to BYU. Only their second, how about this fucking stat with under Bill Self? Only their second ever conference home loss on a weekday in 21 years. What? Jesus. But Kansas this year is not, I mean, they're great as Kansas. They're still Kansas, but they are overrated. And I think this Baylor team's good. So Baylor minus two. So, I mean, so the only reason why this line's going to be small is because, well, Kansas can't lose two in a row, can they? Yeah, no, they can. And they will. And they also know it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is once the brackets come out. So, although Baylor did just have a great road win after an overtime loss to Houston, I just think they're good. They're playing well. They're just on. They're playing on a different level. And Kansas needs to either change their rotations or get healthy. And neither one, it seems like it's happening. So that BYU loss was a long time coming. And I think another one's coming here versus Baylor. So we're going to take it, Baylor, to wrap it up. Bomb it. Close your ears. Bombenheimers. It still gets me, too. I apologize. Like I said, we'll be in the studio next week. But to summarize, Thursday night games tonight, Atlanta Hawks in the NBA, Washington minus three in college, Washington State minus 7.5 in college. And then this weekend, we got the Celtics tomorrow night. Saturday, we have Alabama, Creighton, Wisconsin, and Baylor. Now, let me tell you about Hall of Fame bet. Let me put that thing up real quick. Oh boy, am I a professional. And they tell you that in broadcasting school to always, if you have a blank space, say the word as long as possible. Really hold that M. That keeps the listeners locked and loaded when you go, Hall of Fame bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame bets, the sports betting analytics platforms, the parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into the Hall of Fame Bets revolutionary parlay optimizer. Get hit rates broken down by the leg. Expected probability for the entire parlay. Stop betting in the dark. Join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching. Start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And we are back on the Bottom Line Bombs. I am your host, CJ Sullivan, the man in the box and the bet detective. Thank you, everyone who is joining live here in the chat, watching on YouTube. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Don't just watch me on YouTube. Hit the thumbs up button. It's right there. You're scrolling. I know you got 5-6 windows open anyway. Come back to my face. Hit the thumbs up. I don't even care if you like me. I don't care if you like this show. But lie. You can lie. You know, you're lying all the time. You're lying right now that you don't have 6 windows open. You're lying to your boss. Lie to me. Hit the thumbs up. Lie to me. Oh, man. Anyway. But thank you for joining us. And make sure you give me a follow there. On the Instagram, CJ Sullivan was taken. Not like Liam Neeson, but, you know, the actual words was taken. Or on X, at CJ Sullivan _. If you're listening on the College Experience, which my shows are on as well, make sure you subscribe to my personal feed of the show, Bottom Line Bombs with CJ Sullivan, because I hate all sports. I go year round. I'm just a general all you can man in the box. Anyway, let's talk a little NFL. See, that's how I started off with the NFL, because it's the NFL is where the comedy is right now. You have the combine. They gave out grades for owners and like how bad teams are with their plumbing. I love how the NFL Players Union, which is the worst union in all of sports, the weakest at least, they have no power. So they just do petty things like this. They come out, well, we polled our players, and guess what? The Bengals shitter's full. Ha ha! Did you ever think of that? Look at that. They don't serve 3 meals a day. Like, it's all about bad plumbing, daycare. That was a big thing. Daycare. Every team wants daycare during the games, which I get. Yeah, sure. Can you carpet up the locker rooms or something? But where do they want it? In the bowels of the stadium? Where do you want it? Where does it feel? So it's kind of funny how they came out with that's what the players' union does. Instead of getting their players guaranteed contracts and protection from their owners and these teams, they just come out with anonymous polls that say, the Chiefs owner only gave us folding chairs when we won the Super Bowl. It is hilarious to laugh at, though. Billionaires come up with amazing ways to be cheap. That was a big one, Kansas City, with Clark Hunt, part of the Hunt family, who's only, I think he's only been an owner of the Chiefs. So I think he's just a son and just inherited all the money and didn't really do anything. But anyway, they won the Super Bowl and they promised, don't worry, we're going to fix up these locker rooms. The Chiefs are mad about the locker rooms not being up to snuff. And then, so when they came back the next year, they just replaced the chairs. But they put backs on them. There's nothing worse than a chair without a back. So they gave them chairs. And then when the Chiefs complained, like, hey, what the fuck? You said you were going to redo the whole locker room. We just won the Super Bowl. We just doubled your team value by $2 billion. They go, well, that was the problem. You played in the Super Bowl. That was way too long. We didn't have enough time. Next time, get knocked out early. Then we can we can put some carpet down or something. You imagine telling them that the reason why we didn't fix anything is because you did too well. You made us too much money. Captain Sano says his Dolphins are ranked first, and that's why they had the most injuries. And you take away stuff and harden them up. That's not McDaniels' style. Remember that ping pong table? Back in controversy. Turned out to be fake. That's always a thing. That's an old school thing. Coach, you don't deserve this. We're taking away all your loungers and your food and all this shit. Till you deserve it. Only college coaches can get away with that. Well, they can barely get away with it now. Players get paid. The sewage. I thought the worst thing that I saw, the sewage, the pipes were bad. The daycare, okay. The Bengals not keeping the cafeteria open, that's egregious as well. Not serving three meals a day, what the fuck? Come on. You can't have NFL players eating out in the wild. What do you want them going to a Ponderosa or something? You want to go... I mean, they're monsters. They have to constantly eat. You have to feed them in-house. You can't have them out there. People bothering them while they're at a buffet. Not a good look. It's like getting in front of a pit bull in his bowl. You can lose a hand. You can lose an appendage. But I thought the worst thing I saw of all the bad ownership, there's, I think like six or eight teams got Fs. Grades. The Chargers, every year, they get docked for the same thing. They don't send their trucks full of all the equipment, like when they go on a road trip. When teams travel, obviously football teams travel, it's more, it's like a goddamn Garth Brooks concert. There's 50 buses, you know, just full of fucking sleds and equipment, pads and everything. So it takes a long time to load. On the flights, on their private jets that they have, or 747s, whatever. But the Chargers don't send their trucks of equipment ahead of time to the airport. I guess it's a money-saving thing, but anyway, now the players have to sit on the tarmac for 2 hours while everything gets loaded up. Every single road game, to and from, coming back home. It's a nightmare. What the fuck? What is the point of being in a private plane if I got to sit there? Well, you guys are hosting, while you guys are putting a sled together that we're never going to use. That's insane. I wouldn't do it. I'm like, I'll find my own way. to Green Bay. I don't care. I cannot sit on a tarmac, listen to Austin Eckler play the guitar. Listening to The Weeknd. If you see the screenshot behind me, that's supposed to be the Weeknd's face. I don't know if you can turn that out. Anyway, first in capris, Captain Sato says, for Miami. I know. Oh, Mike McDaniels, the hipster darling of the league with his recovery energy. He loves talking about his recovery. Anyway, that was Kansas. So that's an unforgivable sin, if you ask me. What else is happening in the NFL? The combine. I always said I told you last time, the combine is illegal with the questions when they grill the interviews. So you have the coaches who do the interrogating interviews. Like, why should you play for the fucking, Carolina Panthers? And the players are like, why should I play for you? I'm good. You're a terrible organization. But then you have the reporters who just want to get like hilarious, whatever kind of quotes. Today's one was Tyler Owens, who's a D-back for Texas A&M, who's very fast. And the headline was, he doesn't believe in space. Tyler Owens doesn't believe in space, but he does think the earth is round. So, but that all comes from fucking like middle-aged white reporters. What were you saying before? You don't think space is real? Is that right? Don't you talk about that? And they're just laughing because they don't care. Matthew Niskatch comes in with a Mike Mamula. The Mamula Hula. Don't forget about the Mamula Hula. The jury's still out, Matt Niskatch, if the Eagles made the right pick of taking Mike Mamula over Warren Sapp. Jury's still out on that one. which is another, like I talked about last time, which is another hilarious thing that happens during that's more of a draft day stuff than the combine. The combine stuff is like players become freaks at combine, whatever, short workout guys. And then, and then draft day is when people just start illicit drug rumors. Like, Sapp's on coke. You don't want to draft him. Like, what? Why is that coming out April 14th? I don't know. I just heard he's on coke a lot. Him and Dan Marino. Anyway. Doesn't believe in space is great. So it's just these reporters goading these guys. And like, they don't give a shit. I want a fucking D-back who doesn't believe in space. How do you not believe? I've never heard that conspiracy. That's how you know he's not. He's just making it up because, all right, flat earther, whatever. There's a whole thing going with it. It's wrong. Flat earth is wrong. But at least they have, like, they have literature behind it. Space? What? He doesn't believe in other planets. You can see it with a fucking telescope. What are you talking about? That's not even an image. Okay, you don't believe in the moon landing, whatever. That's also a thing. But not believing in space is a statement. What's that above you? It's just more of us. It's a black mirror reflecting us. Denying that any astronauts happened at all. Oh, man, that's hilarious. Anyway, I like it. The other story, Mecole Hardman. That was a fun one, huh? The Jets are accusing Mecole Hardman of giving out this game plan to Kansas City and Philadelphia. The Jets game plan. I'm sure he did. And the game plan was let Zach Wilson throw the ball. If you do that, then you'll win. Philly lost that game, actually, and Zach Wilson had a decent game versus Kansas City. The Jets granted Zach Wilson permission to seek a trade. Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Zach. Is it cool if I ask for a trade? Yeah, you can ask anyone you want. Who are you thinking? Canada? Do you need the phone number to the Toronto Argonauts? Is that who you're looking for? Do you want the Rocks number? I don't have the Rocks number, but I know the UFL. I know they formed the XFL, USFL. Do you need that? Do you need Wade Phillips' number at the San Antonio Brahmas, Zach? Is that who you're thinking of trading with? Miko Hardman's hilarious. He obviously illegally talked to Kansas City before they traded him. He said that on the All the Smoke podcast. And then when his agent's like, yeah, that's illegal. You shouldn't say that. He's like, oh, well, no, I didn't talk to them. But you said you did. Yeah, I know. I didn't know. That was just because I was high. You can't say that either. What? Oh. Jets are going to jet, says Captain Insano. I know. I mean, come on with the fucking play. So, there's no way. First of all, Sauce Gardner, where are you getting your intel, Sauce Gardner, that Mecole Hardman is giving the game plan? What is he doing? He's dropping off an iPad in Times Square. They're meeting up at the M&M store. And he's giving them PDF files of this dynamic Jets game plan with Zach Wilson. Who is he giving it to? I know that they said, oh, because the Eagles have a lot of Georgia players, and Mecole went to Georgia. Here you go, Jalen Carter. Here's our game plan. It's a lot of incompletions and interceptions. What are you going to do with it? Hilarious. Yeah, not a lot of help. But they won that game, so maybe they're on to something. Maybe you should have done it more. Those are the two best games the Jets played. Anyway. All right, that's going to do it for the NFL. Hilarious talk and the NCAA and NBA bombs. I gave out you plenty. Let's go down to the box while we're here. Yes, we are in the box. What was I going to say before I get into it? I already got angry about Saran Wrap at the top of the show. I don't want to get back to that channel level again of anger. Gave out plenty of basketball bombs for the weekend and tonight. Talked NFL. We lost Richard Lewis. I did want to bring up that, of course. Great comedian, Curb Your Enthusiasm. You know, there's a show Richard Lewis did. Some of the funniest bloopers, and this really isn't even a Richard Lewis story. It's more of Don Rickles. But he did a show with Don Rickles, and it was terrible. I don't even know if it lasted a full season. But if you go on YouTube, the sitcom, and it's just Rickles riffing, like he would fuck up a line on purpose, and then he would just go into the crowd and just start making fun of the cameraman, doing the crowd, just doing stand-up, basically. And, you know, it's Rickles. It's like, God damn it, I could be making $7 million in Vegas, but my wife wanted to do a summer in fucking Bakersfield, or, you know, whatever. In Burbank, God damn it. And Lewis is just there dying laughing the entire time. He's like, yeah, it's the only reason why I did the show. Guys wanted to fucking work with Don Rickles, and all he did was just roast everyone. It was just, it's some of the most amazing bloopers you'll ever see on YouTube. Richard Lewis, fantastic stand-up comedian. If you only see his clips are bad, not bad, but it's nothing what he was live. His live, he was definitely a stream of consciousness, especially like in the early 80s and shit. Like he was one of those people. So pretty crazy how that last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, he's talking about dying and leaving shit in his will. I mean, he did have Parkinson's, and he did near him. He looked like death. He always looked like death. He always dressed in black, but then he was looking bad towards the end. But his stand-up clips are still good. Not saying that. I need to get more stand-up clips online. I realized today I have less stand-up clips online than like dick pill companies. That's what companies are doing now, like for their advertising. They're doing fake stand-up, like talking about their product. Like, yeah, here's Bert Kreischer talking about Hims Blue Chewables. Like it's a natural thing. So I need to get my online game better where it's just as prolific as these new dick pills. It seems like a lot. I don't know if it's my algorithm, if they know something. But I feel like I'm getting flooded with alternative ED ads. There's chewables, there's mints, there's fucking mental ones. Like, where do they just, like, talk you into it? I don't know. Talk you into liking women? I don't know what they do. Anyway, point is, RIP. That was my RIP to fucking Richard Lewis. ML says the Cialis gang. right? Sketch shows with it. Yeah, loved Richard Lewis. So hilarious. Nice, super. There's no bad stories you hear from. Everyone's like, all the stories you hear from her, oh, what a great guy he was. I will not be getting that treatment. But it's not what it's all about. Oh, I did want to talk about this, the Wendy's thing. That was hilarious. ML says Cialis over Viagra all day. Yeah, Viagra still gets the punchline. You know what I mean? Because they were the first ones to come out. Like, oh, the blue pill, Viagra, but then they got fucking lapped in the fields of technology, apparently. Cialis is better. Even fake Cialis is better. They're the GoBots. Viagra's the GoBots. Cialis is the Transformers. So some people are still loyal to it just because they were first. I'm not even sure what that comparison means. Anyway, let's talk about the Wendy's burger. How about that when they said they were going to do surge pricing for their burgers? And then people went fucking nuts. And then they backed down like cowards. Wendy said they had this thing with AI. They're going to do surge price. They didn't say surge pricing. The media said surge pricing. They said, they called it dynamic pricing, which is surge pricing, where they were going to charge more for their Baconator depending on the time of day during busy hours, you know. The lunch rush in the office, the burger prices are going to go up, which is surge pricing. Literally charging hungry people. They should, if they want to do it, they should do it like at 1 a.m. That's when people will pay whatever they want. During lunch, people will go, fuck that. I'll go somewhere else, you know. I'll go to that trash-ass Burger King, dine in there. Burger King roasted them on Twitter. Everyone roasted them on Twitter. I will say this. Dining in at Burger King is that's also a decision. Not good. Not good. The dining in at all those places is rough. But Burger King, if you're dining in Burger King, good Lord, you see the dregs of life there. I barely like doing the drive through at Burger King. I want reach. I don't even want to touch the bag there. I want reachers and stuff like that. Everything's just so brown and grease and just. Whew. It's dirty. It's good, though. Anyway. But Wendy's is what I want to say. We're cowards. I like that idea. Surge pricing. Fuck it. And then everyone on Twitter goes nuts. Like, you get, dude. People that would not even eat at Wendy's, they scream at them. And then Wendy's shuts down. Like, no, we didn't mean that. We meant prices were going to get cheaper during the off hours. No, you didn't. Don't curtail to these people on X or Twitter. You got Dianne Feinstein. You got politicians talking about this because they know their constituents. They know Americans love their fucking. They love fast food. Senator Bob Casey called it corporate greed. I mean, this is the fucking backlash they get. Now, they don't do anything about Uber and Lyft surge pricing, these politicians, but God forbid you fuck with their Baconators, the Americans' Baconators, and then people have to come, out and have to say something. Then you got Dianne Feinstein's and. Did she say something? I thought she said something. Price gouging. It really is price gouging. But yeah, do something about Uber and Lyft charging 10 times the amount if you're anywhere near an airport or at night. Due to the high volume, the junior bacon cheeseburger will now be $9.95. Wendy's has weirdo menu items. I like Wendy's, but they try too many strange things. The baked potato, the chili. Who's getting the fucking baked potato at Wendy's? Well, the little chili cup, not too bad. Chili and a shake. Dynamic pricing. I love. I do like when corporate speak. I do like when corporates talk. It's called out. No, it's not surging. It's dynamic pricing. The dynamic means we're going to make a prolific amount of different amounts of money, depending on how desperate you are and how fat you are. If you are fat, we're going to weigh you when you come in, so we know how desperate you are for bacon burgers. That's what they should do. They should surge price by your desperate. Ask, give you a poll for life. Get pull some data on your customers. Oh, I see you're recently divorced and pushing 250. So you have nowhere to go. You're not cooking. You're not getting anything else. This is all you got. Wendy's your only date for the night, isn't it? All right. Well, that's $20 for that quarter pounder. For that square quarter pounder. I know it didn't last long, insane. That's what I'm trying to say. They coattailed, which I'm kind of pissed that Wendy's did that. Fucking say, everyone's a genius on how to run this. This is corporate greed. How do you know what they're doing money wise? How do you know if Wendy's is doing good or not? You run their business. All these people look like they're going to run their business. But yeah, what? Also, on the other hand, Wendy's. What did you think was going to happen when you announced it? Don't even announce it. Just do it. Slowly do it. Do you think fast food customers do well with change? Fast food in general is getting way too expensive now. They've really, they got to know their role, fast food. Like, you're about being cheap and fast, of course. But now everyone's fast, but you can't be fucking $15, $20 for your value meals. Now, what's the point of you? This started off as a Richard Lewis tribute. Oh, man, and the show's going long as it is. I should wrap this up. I did tell you, I kind of got there, but I told you I wasn't going to get as angry as I was about Saran wrap at the top of the show. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's Bottom Line Bombs. I appreciate everyone who joined me live on the YouTube channel to talk about. To talk combine and the picks. We got all those picks. Good luck with those bombs. I gave you 3 tonight and 5 for the weekend. It's 8 bombs. Hopefully we can improve on our 10-3 record. Like I said, give me a follow. Give me some 5-star review. You can write bad shit on there. I don't care what you write, but give me 5 stars. That's all that matters. Get the algorithms going. Surge price me. Surge price me to the top. Yeah, that's going to do it. If you're this weekend, tomorrow night, Friday night, if you're in Los Angeles, if you're in Santa Monica, I'll be doing a show there at the Westside Comedy Theater, 8 o'clock. Like I said, if not, Laughing Tap Milwaukee, April 18th, April 19th and 20th. Other than that, yeah, that's it. C. Generous, you guys are amazing. Thank you very much, and good luck. There goes the show.